I'm excited. I feel like this is something God has put on my heart for the past couple of weeks. When we first said, like, when he first asked me to preach, I was like, okay, I think I have a topic. And it's finished strong. So we're about to hit the new year. So who is excited? I think I'm kind of looking forward to it, right? This year, I felt like went by so fast. Some of us may be thinking like this year went by fast. Some of us may be thinking I'm excited. Some of us may be thinking this year was the worst. I'm excited to move on. Some of us may be thinking this year was absolutely terrible and I don't want to start a new one. Or maybe even it started off great and now it's ending kind of rough, or even it started rough and it's ending decent. So no matter how you feel, God is in the mix. You may feel far from God, close to God, or somewhere in between. But I feel like the message that God has put in my heart is finished strong. So no matter how your year felt, like good, bad, or indifferent, just finish strong, right? And what do I mean by that? That'd be finishing strong. So finishing strong this year is finishing strong to end this year to start your next one, right? So I help with I like coaching basketball. And it was the last couple games going into the tournament, and me and the other coach kept saying, like, finish strong, right? Don't take the easy way. Don't slack off. Don't coast. So the first scripture I have would be our main scripture. It's, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. So you might be thinking, holy cow, this scripture is used at funerals. Luckily, we're not at a funeral. Nobody's dead. Maybe throughout the throughout the morning, just check on your neighbor, right? Make sure they're not dead. But believe it or not, this scripture can go with you in your year, right? You fought hard all year. You finished the race, and you've kept the faith. And maybe you felt like this year was 2 years in this one. Maybe you have struggles that nobody knows about and that you've been dealing with internally. Maybe you've been dealing with things outwardly like sickness, stress, fear. So I'm here to say, don't worry about all the junk throughout the year. Just finish strong. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not fear or be dismayed. So finishing strong is knowing that God will not fail you. And he's already gone before you and he won't abandon you. The last part is my favorite. It says, do not fear or be dismayed. Dismayed means distress, and distress means extreme anxiety, sorrow, or pain. We all feel those things, right? It's easy to say, oh, don't feel it because you have God. But I think I have something that may help. Like, how else can I finish strong? It'd be set up that dog, right? Not my acronym, Pastor Shannon's. All right? Set up that dog means daily appointment with God. The daily appointment with God can be morning, afternoon, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, lunchtime, driving to work, coming home from work. I've set up mine at the end of the night, and it's helped me so much. I'll put on some worship music, and then I'll just, like, because I don't have a devotion. I have a couple of devotional books, but the best one is on the Bible app. It's like a little scripture. Then they talk about it, and then they have like a time for reflection. It's really good. But I started mine, and the first night I was like just praying and worshiping, and then the doubt came in, like, God's not here. He's not listening. This is all for nothing. And then I just started to run through all these different scenarios in my mind. And then I just hear God tell me, like, shh, just worship. So then I just stopped praying. I stopped making it about me, and I made it about God. It wasn't like, God help me, God bless me, God use me. I made my dog about him and him only. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. So opposite thinking, right? Like, we need to, like, duck, dodge, and weave, maybe throw a couple back, go back on the defense. But that's not what God wants. He wants us to be still and make it about him and worship him. Maybe you need the boost. Maybe you need the reassurance that God is here and he is listening and he does want you and he does love you. Even after you set up your dog, right? It says, We have Psalms 119, 114. He says, "You are my refuge, my shield. I've put my hope in your word." Psalm 68, 19. "Praise be to the Lord, our God, our Savior, who daily bears our burdens." So when we set up the dog, right, it's easy to remember, or it's easy to know and to remember that God is our refuge. We have put our hope in his word and not any other word. When you set up your dog, it says that he will daily bear your burden. Daily means daily, right? Daily isn't just like a every other day when God feels like it. Maybe it's not like God's like, this is the third Tuesday of this week that you've come to me, Kyler. I'll take a break for a minute. So no matter how small, no matter how big, no matter if it's different every other 2 hours, he's always going to bear our burdens. And I love what Psalm 68 says. It says, "Our God, our Savior," right, "who daily bears our burdens." So yes, he's our God, and yes, he's our Savior, but that's not a title for him. It's not something that he can just flex on us, right? He wants to bear our burdens. And it says our burdens because he handles mine and yours. It's our burdens. It's not just one person. It's not just Kyler's, and he can not handle anybody else. He doesn't get overwhelmed. He's not a one person, one burden God. You know who had this dog down? I would say Moses had this dog down, and he has some pretty big burdens too. He talked to God through a burning bush. That's pretty cool. I didn't do that. God helped him turn a staff into a snake. Hasn't happened to me yet. I don't know if I would want a snake out of a staff. That'd be kind of... But Moses was connected with God with all these appointments, and he also had a huge burden. His burden was really big. He had to help lead millions of Israelites out of Egypt. So I've never had to lead a whole nation, a whole set of people out of slavery or out of anything. That would be a huge burden, right? I can only imagine a couple people with complaints. Imagine millions with complaints. That would be unbelievable. But the crazy thing is that after he had this dog, he led his people out. He helped the Israelites get out of slavery. And what's cool is that it wasn't just Moses led the people out of slavery and God was done. Moses kept the daily appointments with God. And I think that was a really beautiful thing. And then our next one is finishing strong and forgiving others. Maybe you need to finish strong and forgive this year. I've been working on forgiving a lot of people. One of my devotions was the scripture was about forgiveness. And I was like, holy cow, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to think about it because it's easy to stay mad and upset. It's hard to admit that even if maybe you weren't in the wrong, that you have to say it is what it is and it's okay. Especially if you're Hispanic. I'm Hispanic, so it's okay. You can ask them what their second grade bully was, and they'll give you the name, the date, their birthday, their social security number, their phone number, their pet's name. So 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins." When I was having my dog, this scripture came up, and it was a really hard one to receive. It was a hard one to listen to and think through of all the people that I need to forgive. Because I have a couple people that I would love to put in a heavenly headlock, right? And just squeeze until Jesus takes them. Or maybe it's like when Jesus is talking to Peter and he says, forgive 70 times 7, that's 490. And maybe you feel like you're at that 491st time and you're like, I've done it already. But I was thinking that I need to forgive, and it's super hard, again, to forgive because it's easy to stay mad and disgruntled. And I was having some really strong feelings towards a certain set of people, and I heard God tell me, like, if I don't let go, how can I let God? How can I let God move in my life? How can I let God forgive me? How can I let God speak to me if I can't let go? If I carry that weight of anger, holding a grudge, That stuff is only affecting me. I'm the one staying mad. I guarantee it that the other people I'm mad at don't even know I'm mad at them. And that in turn, I don't know about you, but that in turn makes me more mad because it's like I want them to know that I am super upset at them, that I'm mad at them. But if I don't let go, then how can I let God? There's this dude named Joseph, and he was gifted. He would have these awesome dreams to the point where he was kind of gloating about them. And he was the youngest brother telling them, one day I'm going to become king and you're all going to bow to me. And also, he was his dad's favorite. So he got a really nice jacket. The other brothers didn't. And it ended up kind of probably becoming this arrogant, like, gloating thing. So he's going around probably bragging a little bit, right? And I don't know about you guys, but if my youngest sibling kept saying that to me, there's a couple spiritual things. There's a spiritual headlock, and then there's our heavenly headlock, and there's a spiritual suplex. I think I would easily pick them up and just, because younger siblings saying that would be insane. But luckily his brothers didn't do that to him. They sold him into slavery. Yeah. So Joseph's one day become reality. He's the king of the entire land, and there's a huge famine in the land, and there's no food. And he recognizes his brothers in line. And all the thoughts and all the feelings come back of the things that were said, what they did when he was sold. And he has a split moment where he has two options. One is no food for them, and that would mean certain death, right? That would be revenge. Or the second one would be give them food, accept them back. That would be letting go and letting God. Let go of past hurt, past pain, and begin to restore and heal. Luckily, he wasn't Hispanic and he chose option two. Letting God heal you from others is huge, right? It's probably a little bit easier, but what about letting God heal you from you? So the last point would be finish strong and forgive yourself. Maybe you need to forgive yourself and let God. This is the hardest thing because we're always our own harshest critics. Maybe you've messed up like month after month, day after day, and you might be thinking, I'm not good enough. This is just going to carry you over into the next year. Maybe you're thinking, I'm not worthy. God doesn't want me. Maybe you've messed up and you felt like you're carrying too much weight. Don't carry that into next year. That's just baggage. Just like the song, the second song, it says, I will sing like no prison walls can hold me. I will sing like I am free. And I love that song because what a refreshing reminder of when I'm beating myself up, I'm not in a prison wall. I am free. Psalms 32:1 says, Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. And this is my all-time favorite scripture of the whole Bible. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Or the new creation has come, the old one is gone, the new one is here. So maybe you need to forgive yourself, and that's perfectly okay. Just let those scriptures sink in really deep. I read these when I had my moments with God, and I was like, oh my goodness, these are exactly what I needed. Because I can forgive myself, and then I can let God. The junk I've done this year doesn't have to carry on to the next year. Once you give it to God, it's gone, it's done, which I really love. It's not like God doesn't just bring it back to me and be like, hey, remember when I did this for you? Remember when you just came to me the same thing this week for the same thing you're asking again? And we're all in Christ, so that means we're all a new creation. The old one is gone. Think of like a pair of stinky old shoes that are holy, right? If you're going to church, if you're going out to dinner with the family or whatever, you're not going to put them back on to go out. You're not going to put them back on to with your new outfit. You're not going to wear them around to go to school. So if you're not going to put on some old, crusty, dirty shoes, then why would you put on your old, crusty, dirty self? Why would you want to carry around the old you? You're a new creation. So when you set up your dog, it's going to be so much easier to believe that the lies of the enemy, that you're not good enough. You won't believe the doubts. Isaiah 43:1. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, formed you in Israel. Do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. So this scripture, God was talking to somebody, but we can put it in our own lives. God has called us by name. It wasn't an accident. We're his. He didn't just accidentally look at Elijah and be like, I want that one. He called us. He redeemed us. He summoned us by name. Don't let yourself drag you down. What I think is also beautiful about God is he doesn't need anything else. He doesn't want anything else. He just wants us. He wants that time. We don't have to go to church for 1,000 hours, then we reach God. We don't have to, you know, go feed the homeless. Although those are good things, he just wants us. And some people who were broken and messed up, God used them in the Bible. And last time I checked, the same God then was the same God now. So if he used people who were hurt and broken, then he can use me and you. So we have Moses. He didn't want to listen to God. He tried every excuse to get out of what God had called him to do. And on top of that, he was a murderer. He killed somebody. But God still used him and redeemed him in leading the Israelites out of Egypt and out of slavery. Gideon was afraid and scared. He's scared of his own shadow. He ended up becoming a well-known heroic leader and defeated the Midianite army. And they were outnumbered 32,000 against 135,000. And we have Jonah. Jonah ran from God and ended up saving a city from destruction. And then we have Paul, a Pharisee who persecuted Christians. He hunted us down for fun, for sport. And he ended up writing 2/3 of the New Testament. And then we have Peter. He denied Christ 3 times. Us Christians would be like, that is the worst one of them all. But then he ended up preaching one of the biggest revivals, and 3,000 came to know Christ. So if God can use all those dudes, Peter again, who we thought, oh, that's really bad, Jonah ran from God, then he can use you. You might even maybe feel like Lazarus, right? In a tomb. Or maybe you feel like you're dead, like God isn't here, God's not close to you. But just like Lazarus, God wasn't late and he isn't late. He's always on time. So no matter how you feel right now, no matter where you fall in this year, finish strong and know that God has gone before you and he's our shield and we're a new creation in him. Don't go into the next year mad at others, hating yourself. Just let go and let God. All right. I'm going to dismiss. If anyone needs prayer, you can come up after service at any time. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us here all together safely. If there's any junk throughout our lives with forgiving others, forgiving ourselves, maybe we need to spend more time with you. Let us finish this year strong to start the next year. Give us opportunities and moments where we can have conversations with you and be open and be honest. Give us opportunities to forgive others and to forgive ourselves. And let us know that you are our shield and our refuge. And when we're in you, we're a new creation. And all old things have passed away and they have gone. Let us go into this next year feeling refreshed and renewed. Let us finish this year feeling like we aren't a mistake. We haven't messed up too much for you. And keep us safe and bring us back next week. In Jesus' name, amen.